I turned a page. It was Heart of Glass by Blondie. On this subject, you can't get far enough off the record. More words of wisdom from Tony Shaindinks, spoken while the blue clouds of cigarette smoke rose to the ceiling. Back then, everybody smoked, except maybe for Kurt, and look what happened to him. Sinatra sang One for My Baby from the overhead speakers, and from the steam tables had come the sweet smell of barbecued pork. The old Sarge had been a believer in that off-the-record stuff, at least as regarded the Buick, until his mind had taken French leave, first just infantry squads of brain cells stealing away in the night, then platoons, then whole regiments in broad daylight. "What's not on the record can't hurt you," he told me once. This was around the time when it became clear it would be me who'd step into Tony's shoes and sit in Tony's office. "Ooh, Grandpa, what a big chair you have." Only I'd gone on the record tonight, hadn't I? Yeah, whole hog. Opened my mouth and spilled the whole tale. With a little help from my friends, as the song says. We'd spilled it to a boy who was still lost in the funhouse of grief, who was agog with quite natural curiosity in spite of that grief. A lost boy, perhaps. On TV, such tales as Ned's end happily, but I can tell you that life in Statler, Pennsylvania bears Christing little resemblance to the Hallmark Hall of Fame. I told myself I knew the risks, but now I found myself wondering if that was really true. Because we never go forward believing we will fail, do we? No. We do it because we think we're going to save the goddamn day, and 6 times out of 10 we step on the business end of a rake hidden in the high grass, and up comes the handle and whammo right between the eyes. Tell me what happened when you dissected the bat. Tell me about the fish. Here was Pledging My Love by Johnny Ace. Brushing aside every effort I made, that any of us made, to suggest this lesson was not in the learning, but in the letting go. Just bullying onward. Sort of a surprise he hadn't read us the Miranda, because hadn't it been an interrogation as much as it had been stories of the old days when his old man had still been alive? Young and alive. I still felt sick in my stomach. I could drink the beer Cynthia was bringing, the bubbles might even help, but eat a cheeseburger. I didn't think so. It had been years since the night Curtis dissected the bat thing, but I was thinking about it now. How he'd said, "Inquiring minds want to know," and then poked his scalpel into its eye. The eye had made a popping sound and then collapsed, dribbling out of its socket like a black tear. Tony and I had screamed, and how was I supposed to eat a cheeseburger now, remembering that? "Stop it. This is pointless," I'd said. But he hadn't stopped. The father had been as insistent as the son. "Let's look in the lower gut and then we're done," he had said. Only he had never been done. He had poked, he had prodded, he had investigated, and the Buick had killed him for his pains. I wondered if the boy knew it. I wondered if he understood the Buick Roadmaster 8 had killed his father as surely as Huddy and George, Eddie, Shirley, and Mr. Dillon had killed the shrieking monstrosity that had come out of the car's trunk in 1988. Here was Billy Don't Be a Hero by Bo Donaldson in the Haywoods, gone from the charts and our hearts.